You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Gold Central Victoria, the dog spot with Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Thanks, Sean. How are you?
A bit too cold for you this morning, was it?
Yeah, a bit cold and foggy this morning.
Yes. And you've been very busy with pups.
Oh, we've had 11 little gorgeous puppies.
11.
They're very noisy, so I'm finding sleep is an interesting debate at the moment.
Oh, good luck with that one. I'll leave that with you, I think, Joe. This is a good topic this morning. We're looking at items around the house that could be dangerous and even kill your dog.
Exactly right. And there's lots of stuff. It's very interesting. We invite these little four-leggeds, cats and dogs, into our homes to join our world. But unlike kids, often things that we have commonly around the house can be very toxic for dogs. So I'll start with some really common things and we'll work our way through. So take, for example, the avocado. Do you like avocado, Sean?
Not bad. If it's mixed with something, I reckon.
Yep. So avocado is really, really lovely on sandwiches.
Yes.
And lots of houses use them all the time. But it contains a substance called pyrazine. And pyrazine is a toxin. Now, it doesn't cause any dramas for us, but actually avocados can kill dogs. So even the leaves on the plant or the seeds or the bark and the fruit can all be really toxic for dogs. So when we're getting rid of them, making sure that they're in the bin where the dog can't access them, making sure that the skin isn't lying around, and also just being very careful where we store them in the house.
And don't drop one on the ground.
And don't drop one on the ground. And this, particularly the seeds, if dogs, and dogs often will take them because they think it's a toy or it's a small ball, the big seed in the middle. And I know it's very hard once the dog has devoured the seed, it's very hard to help them there. So just be really careful with avocados. Now, alcohol. It wouldn't be Australia without a barbecue and some alcohol around. And I can remember many a times when I was growing up that there were often beer cans left after a very famous barbecue.
Yes.
And beer cans or different types of bottles of things that were now seemingly empty. Now, for us, alcohol is not great for humans or dogs in many respects, but particularly for dogs, they don't need the same levels as what perhaps we would to go into liver failure, and it could cause lots of problems, diarrhea, vomiting, it could cause a depression of the central nervous system, problems with coordination, breathing, and can even cause coma and death. So it's really important that we put the empty bottles and the empty cans well out of the reach of our little four-legged, beautiful little creatures.
Don't spill any of your beer.
Exactly right. And definitely don't give your dog a little sip of anything that has alcohol in it. So let's make our way to garlic and onion. Now, a lot of people don't know, you know, we make spaghettis, we have lots of different sauces, and onions and garlic for many families are staples. But these two substances can actually cause a lot of problems for dogs. And what they do is they destroy the dog's red blood cells, and it traditionally, having too much can cause the dog to actually bleed internally, and of course is not a great environment for a dog to be in health wise. So it's very careful. Now, a lot of people will say, "Well, my dog's had onion before, or a bit of garlic before, and nothing's happened." But it's a bit like chocolate. Just because your dog has had some in the past doesn't mean there's not an accumulative effect. And also, it doesn't matter how much, you're always playing Russian roulette with those types of things. So garlic, onion, tomatoes are really bad, and tomato plants are even more toxic than tomatoes themselves. So they're all things that we often have in our garden. So it's really important we don't allow our dogs to be able to access those things because it can make them sick and it can kill them.
That's a good topic, Joe. There's probably more things. We might revisit this sometime and go through some of the other things.
There's lots and lots and lots of things around the house that we don't realise that can harm our dogs.
If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the Dog Spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk in the studio next Saturday morning.
Looking